A high school senior from Downers Grove already has a notable life experience to brag about when he starts applying to college. The teen is part of Illinois' delegation to the Republican National Convention. Three generations of his family are at the RNC this week. I'm Amanda Vinicky in Cleveland. Carl Miller is a senior at Timothy Christian, a private school in suburban Lamont. He's into meteorology.
I love the weather, and I like the storm chase.
According to his grandpa, who can't help but brag, Carl is also on the academic scholastic team, and he's number one in his class. Also, he's a political junkie. Big time. Or maybe 2016 presidential candidate groupie is a better term for it.
My name's Arthur Simmel. I'm the grandfather, and we've traveled all over the Midwest to meet all the candidates.
He's exaggerating a little bit. To clarify, grandfather and grandson traveled all over the Midwest to meet all of the Republican candidates. It began, Arthur says, with Carl's trip to the Iowa State Fair.
He came back, he was very excited because he met some of the politicians, including his least favorite, Hillary, and he had a picture. I said, Carl, if you really want to meet these people, we'll have to do some research and some planning.
And boy, did they.
So we got tickets from Governor Kasich to the Milwaukee debate. We got tickets from Senator Cruz for the debate in South Carolina. And then we traveled Wisconsin, Iowa, Indiana and Illinois, and we just go to the things, but we wanted to be sure to meet the candidates, so we'd make big signs, and we'd always meet them when they go to their car, so that we could meet them one-on-one when they're alone waiting for their staff to catch up. And it was quite interesting, because you don't meet them when there's 1,000 people there. You do meet them when they isolate themselves back at their vehicle. And so we'd go to even $1,000 a plate dinners, and we'd just wait. And the people were very kind. Sometimes they'd put us in the reception line, even though we couldn't afford it. But we had a great adventure. My age, 75, I'd watch it on TV. But the opportunity to do things with my grandson was just memorable.
At some point, Carl upped his involvement, and he signed on with his favorite Republican candidate.
And so I joined the Ted Cruz campaign as a volunteer in three states, Iowa, Illinois, my home state, and Wisconsin, and I got an internship for the campaign in Indiana. And then I got on board with my township Republican organization. So through the Downers Grove Township Republicans, I became a precinct committeeman.
That's how he became a candidate in his own right for a spot as a delegate to the Republican National Convention. At the state convention in Peoria in May, Illinois Republicans voted to make Carl an alternate. Alternates can go on the convention floor, so he was there for the roll call when Illinois officially awarded its delegates and helped to give Trump the nomination. He says that's been his favorite, or most significant, part anyway, of the experience so far. Carl's been in Cleveland all week with his dad, Rob Miller.
Yeah, I'm a strong conservative Republican.
And, of course, with his grandpa, Arthur, who's also a Republican. Carl isn't sure what the future has in store. He wants to study law and political science.
But beyond that, I really don't know.
Run for office or behind the scenes?
Well, we'll see. I want to serve my country as best I can. I want to advance the principles I believe in.
What are your principles? You said you want to stand up for your principles. What are those?
Well, I'm passionate about the Constitution, about the rule of law, about the founding principles, the Judeo-Christian values that built this country.
What do you mean by that? Give me a couple of the values or elements of the Constitution.
Sure. Limited government. So the Constitution outlines the boundaries in which our government forms. You know, James Madison put it perfectly in the Federalist Papers when he said, if men were angels, no government would be necessary. And if angels govern men, then no restrictions on government would be necessary. But the Constitution balances that idea by creating three co-equal branches of government that check each other and balance each other so as to limit the power and preclude a tyranny from developing.
All of this from a kid who's currently too young to actually cast a vote for president. Illinois does have a law that lets 17-year-olds vote in the primary if they're going to be 18 by the time a general election rolls around.
Did you fit in that, or will you be able to vote in the general election even?
I did. I turned 18 this Friday. I proudly casted my vote for Ted Cruz in the primary at 17, and I'll be voting for Donald Trump in the general.
this Friday. So will you still be in Cleveland when you wake up on your birthday morning? You'll be here at the tail end of the Republican National Convention?
Yes, yes. And I couldn't ask for a better birthday present.
Neither, I bet, could his grandpa. At the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, I'm Amanda Vinicky.